heart of Montana, where the prairies meet the sky, a story of second chances, where passion dies hard. Welcome to Montana Mavericks, the Cowboys Comeback.
Robbie, let's go see the puppies. Robbie? Robbie!
Look at me, Daddy.
Robbie, get down. That hay won't break your fall. You don't want broken bones stopping you from playing with your new puppy.
Seven, going on daredevil, Robbie, meant everything to his father, Holt. Holt and Robbie Dalton had been on their own since Robbie's mother left 4 years back. She moved to Colorado and sent age-appropriate gifts for birthdays and Christmas. Holt wished things were different between his son and his mother, but he'd grown to accept what he cannot change.
Cowabunga!
Hey!
Thanks for catching me, Daddy.
Robbie's first grade teacher had said he was a typical child, just rambunctious, and that time and a little maturity would help. The guidance counselor had recommended getting Robbie tested for ADHD, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, at the start of third grade, to allow him to mature some, and that was what Holt would do.
Look, bud, I said not to jump, and that means don't jump. If I'd missed...
Like you'd ever.
Robbie, wait!
But Robbie had left the barn and was halfway up the path to a pasture where a group of cows were grazing. Holt hurried after him.
I sure would love to take you home. I'd name you Daring Drake after my favorite rider.
Talking to animals calmed Robbie down. He wasn't jumping or running or trying to climb over the fence. He was just talking and fully engaged. Coming here, deciding to bring a pet into their home had been a good idea.
Is your dad here too? Which one is your dad?
Oh, that sure is sweet.
Holt turned around and felt his knees wobble. There was no way Amanda Jenkins was standing right there in the middle of Happy Hearts Animal Sanctuary in Bronco, Montana. He had to be seeing things. But he blinked, and there she definitely was. The same long, dark, wavy hair halfway down her back, the same beautiful dark eyes and full pink-red lips. She was petite and had been on the shy side, not one to make herself stand out, but man, did she, then and now. Like when he'd first laid eyes on her that long-ago summer they'd met while working at a camp for special needs kids. What could she be doing in Bronco, though? Neither of them were from here, though Bronco Heights was Holt's home now.
Holt?
Amanda? Wow, it's good to see you again.
Major understatement. He couldn't take his eyes off her as memories of their summer together hit him. All they'd shared and talked about, the feel of her lips on his, her soft hands on his body. It might be August, but a chill, a good one, ran up his spine. Amanda Jenkins.
What are you doing in Bronco? And you have a kid? Wow.
I live here now. My family bought a big ranch last year, Dalton's Grange. I have a cabin on the property for me and Robbie.
You've been in Bronco Heights for a year? I've been here 2 years. I can't believe I haven't run into you.
Holt Dalton, in the flesh. After all these years, Amanda's first love, her first everything, the tall, sexy, dark-haired, dark-eyed Holt, had surprised her with his attention the first day of camp. She couldn't help but notice the smooth muscles of his biceps and his firm-looking body. She remembered that boyish grin with the sexy smile lines. "There's just something about you," he'd say, staring into her eyes, talking away, asking her questions, listening to her. She'd thought they'd always be together, but he just walked away from her at summer's end, as if she meant nothing to him.
Well, we never ran with the same crowd.
The same crowd? We were practically the same person, Holt. Remember we used to always say, "I'm you and you're me"? Well, I don't know why I brought that up. Holt's stuff doesn't matter anymore.
There was a girl named Amanda in my class last year. She was in the best reading group. I was in the worst.
Oh,
Can we get the cow, Daddy? He's the one I want.
That cow's a female, by the way. But the cows at the Dalton Grange aren't pets. They're hard-working members of the ranch.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Daring Drake. I can't adopt you. but maybe I can come and see you sometimes.
That would be very nice, Robbie.
Can you show us the dogs, Amanda?
I'm not involved with the adoptions, but I'll find Daphne Taylor for you two. She owns Happy Hearts. I do social media for the sanctuary.
Isn't it so awesome that I'm getting a dog? My mom has a dog, but I've never met him. Well, it's not really her dog, it's Enzo's. That's her boyfriend. They live in Colorado.
Colorado.
The neckline of Holt's shirt suddenly tightened. The way Robbie talked about his mom just then, you'd think it didn't bother the boy at all that he'd barely had contact with her for 4 years. But it did.
Let's go check out the dogs, Robbie.
Follow me. I'll text Daphne to meet you two there.
Robbie stepped in front of the kennel of a medium-sized black and white dog, a border collie mix. The dog put his paw up on a bar of the door as if to say hi.
Hi, I'm Robbie. I'm 7. I like running, talking, TV shows, Minecraft, cheeseburgers, ice cream, my grandparents, and my uncles, and Daring Drake the Bronc Rider.
Bentley is super friendly.
Daphne Taylor, around Holt's age, with long, wavy red hair and a warm expression, came toward them with a smile.
Nice to see you two again. I'll let him out for you.
Aww.
I think they like each other.
I think you're right.
There is one caveat with Bentley, though. See, Bentley was surrendered with Oliver, a cat. They were raised together as a pup and kitten. They're a bonded pair. So I'm pretty firm on adopting them out together.
Does this mean we can't get them? Is Oliver your best friend, Bentley? I don't have a best friend. You're lucky. I think you should stay with your best friend.
Well, I guess that means we're bringing them both home.
Yay, thank you, Daddy.
Oh, I'll go get Oliver so you can meet him.
Now the three of you will be best friends.
This is Oliver. He's 4, just like Bentley.
And he's black and white, just like Bentley, too. I love Oliver.
Looks like our little family just grew by 2. Come on, Robbie. Let's bring these little guys home and show them around.
I'll grab the paperwork. Meet you in the lobby in 5.
I'm headed out. I'll show you the way.
Thanks for helping me.
My pleasure. Bentley and Oliver sure are lucky to be going home with such a loving boy.
Robbie beamed and looked at his dad. Holt sent her a smile of thanks. Amanda met his gaze and held it for a moment as if she wanted to say something, but she didn't.
Just fill these out, Holt, and you'll be good to go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amanda got in her car, expecting to hightail it out of there. But she needed a minute to decompress. Maybe a few. Getting over Holt had been rough. She remembered how she'd forced herself to finally go on dates. And how she'd tried to lighten up. She'd had some short-term relationships over the years, but no one measured up to Holt Dalton until she met Tyler 2 years ago. She'd thought she'd finally met her guy and had gotten swept up in the whirlwind and had even agreed to his crazy, romantic plan to elope to Las Vegas. The plan was to go to the elegant wedding chapel in their hotel, her in her beautiful white dress she'd bought. But when the time came, no word from Tyler. He didn't respond to any of her worried messages or calls for hours. Then came the text. I'm so sorry. The reality of almost doing this made me realize I can't. Sorry. You deserve better. I paid for the room till morning, so no worries. Right. No worries. Amanda left everything and moved to Bronco, heartbroken and in pieces. And just as she was finally settling in, regaining her peace, Holt Dalton shows up out of the blue. This wasn't going to shake Amanda. She'd make sure of it. A little country music reminder about love gone wrong would set her straight.
Amanda, oh, put on your dancing shoes.
God, you smell so good. You must have coordinated quite the swanky event.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I did, and I need a plus one. It's a fundraiser at DJ's. Everyone is gonna be there. And you're already on my guest list, so put on something swishy.
Sorry, I have a hot date with Poindexter.
That doesn't sound too bad either. But as much as I like to, I can't hop into my jammies. Duty calls! You sure you don't want to come? Lots of single guys will be there.
I'm sure. Have fun, Brittany.
I'll be quiet when I get back. Bye!
Britt and I sure are gonna have different nights, huh, Poin? Oh, howdy, neighbor. Wow, Melanie Driscoll, you look amazing. Where's future hubby?
Gabe's meeting us there. So by the look of your outfit, I'd say you're not coming.
Bingo. I've had a long day, trust me. Poindexter and I have a doc to watch.
I get it. I also wanted to stop by to finally take you up on your offer to help me get some info on Josiah and Winona's long-lost baby. I feel like I've hit a dead end.
Sorry, remind me again?
Gabe's great-grandfather Josiah kept a diary that was found. It turns out, when Josiah was a teenager, he had a secret love, a girl named Winona Cobbs, who'd always been on the delicate side. Winona got pregnant, and I'm not sure of all the details, but she was institutionalized after she was told her baby died. But that was a lie. And Beatrix Abernathy is their long-lost daughter.
Oh, my heart. I totally understand why trying to find Beatrix is so important to you and Gabe.
Josiah wrote that he figured out who adopted his daughter and that someday he'd bring her home. But I've done some digging, and no one has heard of a Beatrix Abernathy. So clearly, Josiah wasn't able to reunite with the baby. I want to find her. Beatrix. I have to find her.
I'll use all my cyber sleuth skills to help.
All I know is the baby was likely born in Rust Creek Falls over 70 years ago, and then given up for adoption. One major reason why I haven't gotten anywhere is because the psychiatric institution where Winona was sent burnt down 40 years ago. I wish I had more for you to go on.
It's a start.
But you know what else is interesting about the story, Amanda? They told me it would bring love into my life, and I was as shocked as anyone when it happened. Hey, who knows? Maybe the diary will bring some romance into your life.
Well, I don't know about that, Mel, but I've got a whole night to see what I can do with my social media skills. I'll be discreet and put out some feelers. I'll keep it to surnames only for a start and see what it leads to.
You're the best. Thank you. Brittany all ready to leave?
Yep. You know she likes to be the first on the scene of every event she runs.
Oh, thank God for Brittany. Thanks again, Amanda. See you, Poindexter.
The Montana documentary could wait. She had a very interesting mystery to help solve. That would keep her mind off Holt Dalton for sure. She was sure it was Mel, with something to add about Josiah and Winona. But she swiped open her phone and saw that it was from Holt.
Got your number from Happy Hearts. I could really use your help. Oliver ran under Robbie's bed when we got home, and now Bentley's under there too, and Robbie's worried they both hate him in his room. Robbie keeps asking if that nice Amanda can come talk to them. Can she? P.S. Sorry if this is way out of bounds. I'll understand.
Oh boy. Dalton's Grange? Right? I can be over in 15 minutes.
You're a lifesaver. Log cabin with a bright blue door a half mile back from the main house, nestled in the woods. Tire swing hanging from the big oak out front. Can't miss it.
See you soon.
Amanda stared at the smiling cowboy emoji Holt added to the end of his text.
Careful, girl. This is not a guy to be trusted. Don't let a cute kid and two little animals get you over-involved with Holt Dalton.
Hey, Robbie. I bet that's Amanda. Want to get the door with me?
I'll wait here. I don't want Bentley and Oliver to think I went away.
Okay, bud. Thanks for coming out.
I have to admit, I stood on your porch for a good 5 minutes, staring at the cabin and then up at the main house and the property. Wow does not do Dalton's Grange justice.
It's so peaceful out here. When my head is about to explode, I just have to look up and take in all this wilderness. The mountains, the trees, the cattle, and I can breathe again.
The breath was knocked out of Holt, seeing Amanda standing at his front door. She had changed from her work clothes. She looked casual, yet sexy, in worn jeans and a snug t-shirt. He could smell the sweetness of her shampoo and had to focus his thoughts back to the present moment.
Is your head often about to explode?
More than I'd like.
Amanda wasn't kidding that she stood in front of Holt's front door before entering to take it all in. And now, they were taking in each other. After all these years, Holt's smile was as irresistible as ever. He was in his clothes from earlier, a white undershirt and Levi's. But he was barefoot and looked at ease. For a fleeting moment, she let herself imagine what it would be like for this to be her life, coming home to this handsome man.
Daddy, is that Amanda? Can she come talk to Bentley and Oliver?
Aw, they're still under the bed, huh?
Robbie's room is upstairs. I'll take you.
This place is amazing. So open and cozy at the same time.
Daddy?
I'm here with Amanda.
Hi, Robbie. Can I tell you something? When I brought my cat Poindexter home for the first time after adopting him, he wouldn't come out from under my bed for over 4 hours.
Really? But you're nice.
So are you. It's not that Oliver and Bentley don't like you and aren't happy to be here. They do and are. But animals, particularly cats, get very nervous when they move into a new home. Nothing smells familiar, so they tend to hide under a bed or table until they feel more at home. Then they come out and do a little exploring. Bentley is braver, but he's keeping his buddy company so Oliver feels safer.
That's what Daddy said.
Your daddy is definitely right. Just play with a toy or read or whatever you usually do in your room, and I'll bet Oliver comes out to explore. Bentley will be right behind him.
I can set up a party of my stuffed animals and toys so that when Bentley and Oliver come out, they can meet everyone.
That sounds good, Robbie. Amanda, you want some coffee? I was about to make some.
Sure.
Robbie, we'll be in the kitchen. Call down if they come out.
Okay, Daddy.
Even the kitchen is gorgeous.
Right? I don't even mind cooking since I moved in.
Can you cook?
Hell yeah, I can. For a while there after camp, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was always a cowboy, working as a ranch hand, but the places that took a chance on me didn't pay much, so I supplemented my income as a short-order cook, thanks to my brief experience in the kitchen at Camp Kid Power. Turned out I could make a cheap cut of anything tender and delicious.
What do you mean you didn't know what to do with yourself? You were in college majoring in agricultural development, right? You were planning to run a ranching empire.
I dropped out of school after 2 years, Amanda. And the summer job at Kid Power was court-ordered. Stupid trouble with the law. Petty stuff, disorderly conduct, drinking in public, drag racing, that kind of thing. My life had been going nowhere fast at 22.
Why didn't you tell me?
You seemed like you liked me as I was. I didn't want to spoil that by letting you know I was a hooligan, as my dad used to call me.
You liked me as I was, so I get it. A lot of guys found me boring and thought I was stuck up.
Shy, for sure. But only until someone gets to know you. Then you never stop talking.
Well, I wish you'd told me, Holt. I wouldn't have liked you any less. Speaking of your father, I'm surprised you live on the same property with your folks. I remember you saying you and your dad didn't see eye to eye.
No one was more surprised than me. I still don't get along with my dad, but I'm working on it. It's my summer goal to make peace with him. Got about a month left. Cream? Sugar?
Yes, please. Do you argue a lot?
I want my father to be someone he's not.
Sounds like something someone else told you.
All the time. My mother, all my brothers.
What do you want him to be?
More patient with his grandson, for one. A slice of pecan pie? I made it myself.
I never turned down homemade pie, especially if it was baked in this kitchen. So, How does your dad treat Robbie? So good, by the way.
Thanks. He wants him to stop talking quite so much, stop running quite so fast, stop asking quite so many questions. He wants him to stop being such a whirlwind.
Too much energy for Grandpa?
I don't know. Robbie's a great kid. Very energetic, yes. Very talkative, yes. Doesn't always listen, yes. Clumsy as heck, yes. He's 7. He's a lot, I know that. But my dad would be annoyed by any kid who wasn't like a church mouse.
What Holt wouldn't say, not to anyone, is that he found out his father cheated on his mother when Holt was a teenager. For his whole life, it haunted him. Every time he saw his father talking to some woman, every time he left on business, Holt's stomach would turn over. His mother was a saint, the only one holding the family together, and his father didn't appreciate her. How could he?
When my dad won the money for the ranch, he asked me and my brothers to come work it and live here. We all said no, until Mama asked us to reconsider. She really wanted the ranch to be an opportunity to fix the things that are broken in the family. Give us a fresh start.
I guess your family chose Bronco for the same reason I did. It's a great place for a fresh start. I love it here.
I do too. So does Robbie. We all moved to the ranch at my mother's request to make sure the place runs smoothly. And to keep an eye on our mom. She had a heart attack not long ago.
Is she doing all right?
Good as gold now. But we almost lost her. And none of us have been that scared.
Well, I'm glad you can all be here to look after her.
Not everyone feels that way. Some of these old money ranching families haven't exactly been the most welcoming to us new money folks. We're a little rough around the edges, I guess.
Well, if you're rough around the edges, Holt Dalton, you're a diamond in the rough. I spent a lot of time with you 10 years ago, even just for a summer, and there's nothing rough about you.
That's nice of you to say.
Daddy, Amanda, come look.
I think I know what that means.
And then Rocco the raccoon said...
Oh my God, he's reading to them. My heart, he's the sweetest.
Well, that sure is a mystery. I know that word by heart now. Mystery. Isn't that a big word?
Good job, buddy.
Do you think Bentley and Oliver like being read to, even by me?
I can tell they love it. Look how calm they are.
Let me grab that.
Special delivery for Robbie Dalton. The best goodies from Bronco Pets Emporium.
Oh, that's nice of you, Mom.
And your father, too. He drove us out to the store. Even gave Bentley's new squeaky toy a test drive.
He here, too?
He's at the house, rolling out pizza dough. He can't cook a lick, but he's a dough-rolling machine on pizza night.
Come on upstairs. Robbie just managed to coax his pets out from under his bed. So your timing's perfect. Oh, and I have a visitor. Amanda Jenkins. Oh, we worked at that summer camp together 10 years ago. Turns out she does social media for Happy Hearts, and I ran into her there earlier today.
You have a woman over?
Jeez, Mom. Let's go upstairs.
Robbie, I have a happy new pets present for you.
Thanks, Graham. A stuffed rabbit for Bentley, and a catnip mouse for Oliver.
And a cat condo and doghouse in the car.
That was above and beyond. Thank you.
You're the best, Graham, ever.
Mom, this is Amanda Jenkins. Amanda, my mother, Deborah Dalton.
Nice to meet you, ma'am.
What a small world. Holt says you met at camp around 10 years back. Isn't that something? Why don't you stay for dinner tonight?
Yay, Amanda's having dinner with us. Graham, Amanda's so nice.
She certainly is. I hope you can stay, Amanda, unless you have plans.
Thanks so much for the invitation, but I don't want to impose.
Not at all. Please, stay for dinner.
Well, okay. It does sound lovely. Can I help at all?
Oh, no. You enjoy your visit with Holt and Robbie. I'll see you all in a few.
As his mother left and returned to the main house, Holt was glad he managed to make Amanda stay longer. He wanted to get to know this new, older Amanda, but he could see from her expression that she was very wary of him. Maybe that was a good thing. He had a lot on his plate with work, Robbie, his father. And now tonight, he'd have to deal with his dad and having Amanda Jenkins back in his life. And he had no idea what the next steps were in dealing with either.
Uh, Amanda, meet the family. Morgan, my big bro.
Pleasure, ma'am.
And my big little bros, Boone, Shep, and Dale.
Howdy.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
And my father, Neil Dalton.
Yeah, hi.
So great meeting everyone. Thank you for including me at your family dinner.
We're thrilled to have you.
Dale, pass the pepperoni.
Gramps, will you come meet Bentley and Oliver after dinner? Everyone's coming to meet them.
Sure, I'm coming.
Yay! Dad, can I have another piece?
Sure, here you go.
So Amanda, you do social media for Happy Hearts?
Yes, they're one of my clients. I work with a handful of Bronco businesses, but Happy Hearts is probably my favorite.
Taking pictures of kittens and puppies all day. Sounds like a tough gig.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to have a bad day when that's your job.
If you ask me, social media is gonna be the end of us. This new generation is melting their brains on those sites.
There certainly are downsides to the digital ecosystem we've created, but social media is also the best marketing tool businesses have at their disposal. Companies will be left behind if they don't embrace it.
Well, if that ain't the perfect snapshot of America right there, to hell with the kids, we need our bottom line.
You make a good point, sir.
Hey, maybe you can get Dad set up on TikTok. I'm sure he'll love it once he gets hooked.
Yeah, we'll film Dad doing the trendy dance thing. What was it called?
Don't look at me. I don't know.
I'd love to see that.
So, dessert in my house. I whipped up a few pies this morning.
Daddy is the best cook, other than Graham.
Well, I like to think I taught Daddy everything he knows about the kitchen.
How come that didn't rub off on the rest of us, huh?
Hey, speak for yourself. I'm a beast in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, if you count burnt eggs, microwave popcorn, you're basically Guy Fieri.
Ha ha, all right. Let's take this to Flavortown, a.k.a. my house. I'll get dessert ready. Robbie, why don't you go introduce everyone?
Okay. Bentley, Oliver, come meet your family.
I'll give you a hand, Holt.
I'll bring the pies if you can handle the plates and forks.
Sure. Hey, Holt, I'm gonna head out. I don't want to intrude any more than I have.
And miss my chocolate cream and lemon chiffon? No chance.
Are you sure?
Positive. Come on, let's go to the living room.
This is Bentley. Oliver is his best friend. But Oliver doesn't want to come downstairs right now.
Oh, yeah, Bentley. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
So cute, Robbie. Looks like he really loves you.
Who wants pie?
Me.
Does Bentley know any tricks, Robbie?
I don't know. Maybe he can fetch. Let's see if he can fetch the remote.
Wait, Robbie?
God damn it, Robbie. What were you thinking? You don't throw things. Is a remote control a stick? And you don't throw sticks in the house anyway.
Dad, tone it down. It was an accident.
I'm sorry.
Let me get a broom.
I got it, Mom. Enjoy your coffee.
Who can enjoy their coffee with shards of glass all over the place?
You had 5 sons, Dad. You're gonna tell me you're not used to broken lamps? Lighten up.
I'm just tired. Come on, Deb. We have to get up early.
It's okay, Mom.
The pie was delicious. Lovely to meet you, Amanda.
Come on.
Don't mind grumpy Gramps, Robbie.
Seriously, bud, Gramps didn't mean to yell. He's just tired from a long day with a sick bull.
Hey, Robbie, I once threw a remote at Shep's head when he was making fun of me for something in middle school, and it knocked over Gramps' favorite coffee mug. He lit into me for a good 10 minutes and grounded me for a year. But he was mad about something else, not me.
So Gramps isn't really mad at me?
Nah, and accidents happen, right? But next time you want to play fetch with Bentley, you have to go outside. Understood?
Yes, Daddy.
And don't use the TV remote. Use Uncle Morgan's shoe instead.
Oh, you little... I think we're gonna shove off, too. Thanks for the grub.
Yeah, you're a regular Betty Crocker.
All right, boys. Pleasure as always. See you on the range.
As Holt's brothers left the cabin, all Holt could think about was how much he didn't want Amanda to leave, too. But how could he get her to stay? Bentley and Oliver had long come out from under the bed, the whole reason she'd come over in the first place. They'd eaten dinner, they'd had dessert. Why do some nights need to end?
Amanda, will you read me a bedtime story, please?
That's my boy, he thought.
Sure, Robbie. He was out by chapter 2.
Sounds about right.
Can I help with the dishes?
I'm nearly done. I have some coffee left, though. Want to have a cup out back before you leave?
Sure. Sounds nice.
Great. I'll be out in a sec.
Amanda looked up at the almost full moon, enjoying a quiet moment of peace, and thinking, could this family be any more adorable? Such a contrast from her family full of shy Jenkins who barely know how to talk to each other. The warmth she felt with the Daltons was something she had been looking for her whole life. She just didn't know it. But no, she had to remind herself not to get too emotionally invested. This still was the guy who broke her heart and walked away all those years ago. She wasn't going to let that happen again.
Go on, boy. Do your business. Here you go, Amanda.
Thanks. It's so peaceful out here.
I know. Much needed. Sorry you had to be there for that awkwardness with my dad and Robbie.
Well, I got to see what you mean. I like how you handled it. Explaining why it was wrong, that it was wrong, but it was an accident.
I'm glad you said that. Half the time I don't know if I'm being too easy on him or if I just get him.
You get him, and yeah, he's got a lot of energy, but some kids are way worse. I tutor reading in the school district sometimes, and I'll tell you, Robbie is a saint compared to some kids.
You tutor kids in reading?
Yeah, sometimes. Why?
Would you consider tutoring Robbie this summer? His confidence is so low. I'd love for him to walk into third grade the very first day, knowing that he'll be moved from the worst reading group.
Maybe.
He's not easy. He gets distracted and bored, and unless he can read Rocco the Raccoon Mysteries, he's not too interested in reading. But I'll pay you well.
I'd love to work with Robbie, but I won't take a cent from you, Holt. Call it the we have a past 100% discount. Besides, I really like Robbie already, and think of him as my little buddy, not a client.
Wow. How did I get so lucky to have you walk back into my life?
I can't believe I ran into you. I still can't get over saying how sweet at Happy Hearts, thinking I was talking to a complete stranger and finding the...
The guy who acted like a heartless jerk to the woman he loved.
Well, you definitely didn't love me, Holt, or you wouldn't have walked away.
At the time, I walked away because I did love you. I know that sounds nuts. You were the first person to treat me like I was not only worth something, but special. Almost like a golden boy. Me.
You were that guy, Holt. I didn't create you. I met you and got to know you and fell in love with exactly what was in front of me. You.
Amanda wasn't sure if he moved forward first or if she did. But suddenly, they were face to face. She noticed that he looked at her lips, and she could feel his breath slower and harder. Their lips met in an unexpected kiss. It felt familiar, yet new. His lips were warm and soft. He placed one hand on the back of her head and one on her lower back. She felt herself soften into his grip. It felt so good and right. But she willed herself to pull away to clear her head.
Whoa, cowboy, how'd we get here?
I don't regret it.
I have to. I'm not going there, Holt. I can't. If I help Robbie this summer, you have to make a promise that will be platonic. Don't flirt, don't sweet talk me, don't come near me with those lips.
Well, it's not going to be easy, but given how crazy my life is right now, I shouldn't be trying to start something with anyone.
So we have a deal.
A tough deal, but a deal.
Shake on it. Cowboy's code means you can't break it.
Right. Cowboy's code.
Holt was already imagining how to get out of this deal.